Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Tes. It is the end of the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin and the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Kiddushin. So today we're going to discuss. We left off at the Mishnah on the top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to talk about how a mamzer can have a child who's a regular Jew that doesn't suffer the stain of mamzerus. How a mamzer can be mitar himself, and the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas. We're going to bring two proofs whether the etza is lechachila. We're going to bring rayas whether the etza for a mamzer to be mitaher his children is an etza lechachila or only an etza b'diavet. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the basis of the machlokas whether a child of a mamzer and a shivcha, if a mamzer marries a shivcha, is that so? We have a machlokas in our Mishnah whether that child is actually perfectly fine, or that child is, meaning he's an Eved and he could be Meshachrim and he'll be a regular Jew, or that child is an Eved Mamzer. So we're going to discuss what the basis of that Machlokas is, and that will be the end of the third parak. And the beginning of the fourth parak continues in Yichus related issues. Most of the fourth parak talks about Yichus related issues, but the Mishnah is going to talk about the 10 different levels of Yichus that return to Eretz Yisrael after Galus Bavel, and which of those levels of Yichus are allowed to marry each other, as well as defining the term Shtuki and Asufi, which are two of the levels of Yichus that are going to be mentioned. The Gemara is going to have two ways of explaining the Machlokas, whether the Olei Bavel came on their own, or they were somehow pushed into coming, we're going to have two Rayas in that Machlokas as well, which one is correct. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss how Chazaka helped Kohanim who were Olam Bavel. In what way the fact that they were Becheskas Kohuna helped them achieve some higher level that they otherwise would not have achieved. So let's see the Mishnah on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yecholin Mamzerim Litayer. He says that there's a way for Mamzerim to become Tar. Rashi points out, obviously not themselves, but Mipsul Zaram Shloi Bnei Mamzerim, that at least their children won't be Mamzerim, that they can make sure that they are the end of the line of Mamzerus in terms of their families, and that their children will be okay. Kate said, how do they pull off such a trick? Mamzer Shenasa Shivcha Havlad Eved. Because if a Mamzer marries a Shivcha, the child is an Eved. Shichro Nimtza Ben Chorin. So all you got to do is be Meshachra the Eved, and then the child is going to be a Ben Chorin. Rabbi Lezer Mareza Eved Mamzer. Rabbi Lezer says, this accomplishes nothing. The child is now not only a Mamzer, he's an Eved also when a Mamzer marries a Shivcha. So not only does he not solve his problem of Mamzerus, he just compounds it by making him not only a mamzer but an eved as well. So that's the machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah. If a mamzer marries a shivcha, is there any connection to the father? Does the child pick up the father's mamzerus in addition to his mother's shivchas, or does he only pick up the avdus of the mother but not the mamzerus of the father? So ibaylu, Rabbi Tarfon lechadchila kamar adiavad kamar. When Rabbi Tarfon makes this suggestion that a mamzer can marry a shivcha and then be meshachra the child, is that a din lechadchila that he can marry a shivcha, or is it only b'diavad? But really, a mamzer is not allowed to marry a shivcha. It happens to be the maskana of the Gemara is that it's a lechadchila, that he's allowed to marry a shivcha lechadchila. The Rishonim all ask, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, why would he be allowed to marry a shivcha? And the Eved Meshuchrar is not allowed to marry a shivcha, so a mamzer shouldn't be allowed to marry a shivcha either, just like a mamzer is not allowed to marry a goya. So why would there be a difference between an Eved Meshuchrar and a mamzer in this regard? So the Rishonim suggest in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the Isser Shivcha is derived from Lo Yeh Kadesh. So Mamzer is Mutter in the Shivcha because he's Kadesh V'Yomed, because he's Yitziraso Ba'Avera. So Lo Yeh Kadesh means don't downgrade yourself by connecting to the Shivcha, but he's already Kadesh V'Yomed because he's a Mamzer. His whole is Yitziraso Ba'Avera. He was brought into this world Ba'Avera, and therefore there would be no Isser for him to marry a Shivcha. The Rambam, however, in the 12th paragraph of Yisurei Biyah, Lach Yiralef writes that the Yisur Shivcha is only Midrabanan. So he says that, yeah, so we will go there, that a ger is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Midrabanan, but we're not going to make such a gzer on a mamzer because it's his only chance to be Mitar Vladosav, his only chance that his children aren't going to be mamzerimus to marry a Shivcha. So that would be a cruel gzera to impose on a mamzer. So the Beis Shmuel and Simin Dalet, Sivkat Lamed Beis, and Ebenezer writes that the Nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam is whether a mamzer mamzeres is allowed to marry an eved? What if the girl is a mamzeres, the guy is an eved? According to Rabbeinu Tam, she'd be mutter because she's kadesha v'omedes, and the whole issue would have been losia kadesha. Whereas according to the Rambam, would be aser because her vlados is not going to be tara anyway, as we'll soon see in the Gemara. Her vlados, it's not going to help her vlados. The Pnei Yeshua raises the question that if Rabbi Tafrin is moda that there's nisu l'chadchila, meaning our Gemara is saying, our Gemara is raising this as a possibility, whether Rabbi Tafrin is saying this as a l'chadchila or b'di'evit, but if it were only b'di'evit and l'chadchila would be aser, and he's just telling us that if a mamzer had married a shivcha, that the children would not be mamzerim, he should have also said if he marries a gaya, the children are not going to be mamzerim. Meaning, once you're talking about something that's not a l'chadchila, so marrying a non-Jew would also solve the problem, because the child is miuchas after the non-Jew, the child won't be a Jew, won't be a mamzer, but won't be a Jew, but won't be a mamzer either. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests enochinami that would work. However, it's not the better of the two etzos, because if he marries a non-Jew, he has no indication that the child's ever going to convert, that the child's ever going to want to convert. Mistami is going to be nigger acharima. Most children want to be like their mother. But if he marries a shivcha, most people don't want to be an eved their whole lives. The vlad shivcha, you could be mashachra, and even if he doesn't want to be, he wants to be nigerachar aviv because he doesn't know any better, but you could be mashachra and eved bal karcho. So if he bought the shivcha and marries her, he could be mashachra the child that's born against his will, so he can control the future of that child a little bit better. So anyway, so back in the Gemara, we have this shayla. Does, when Rabbi Tafrin makes this suggestion, is he making this as a lechadchila suggestion, let the mamzer marry a shivcha, or only b'di'evitz? Tashma, the Gemara will bring a raya. Amar lo Rabbi Tafrin, tiarta es ascharim, lo tiarta es ankevos. They said to Rabbi Tafrin, you took care of the male mamzerim, that they can have offspring or not mamzerim. What are you going to do about the female mamzerim? How are they going to have offspring that are not mamzerim? V'yamr lechadchila kamar. But if you say that this is a din lechadchila, that there's simply no problem of a mamzer marrying a shivcha, what do you mean? How do you take care of the female? Same way. Mamzeres nami tinsiv la'avda. If it's a din lechadchila, let the mamzeres go ahead and marry the eved. So answers Gemara, no, eved ein lo chayus. An eved doesn't have yichus. It's not going to help if a mamzeres marries an eved, because the child is not going to be miyuchas after the father who is an eved. It's ima chamar, ama doma lechamar, that he's like a behema, that the vlad does not follow after the father. So it's not going to work. So in the Havamina, we thought that we were suggesting that you're not helping the women because they're not going to look for all sorts of tachbulos to get married in secret, because some people are going to object and they're going to have tainas on her. But a boy, a man, won't be bothered by that, and he'll go ahead and he'll pull this kind of shtick. But now we're saying, no, the reason it only works for guys and not for female mamzeros is because it's just not going to work. It's ineffective. It's not because they're not going to take advantage of the Eitzah, it's because the Eitzah doesn't work for them. Tashma Malik Marb says another raya. Rabbi Simlai had a host who was a mamzer. If only you would have consulted me before you got married, I would have been able to give you advice where your children would not be mamzerim. So what does he mean? If l'chadchila you're allowed to marry a shivcha, the mamzer is allowed to marry a shivcha, so then I understand what he's saying. If only you would have consulted me first, I would have given you l'chadchila advice to marry a shivcha. Eliyam b'di'evad, my nihu. But if it was only b'di'evad that he's allowed to marry a shivcha, what do you mean? I would have told you, I can never tell you to do something that's usher, so what kind of advice can you give? Now you could easily give him advice. You could easily give him advice that would not have been usher at all. He would have told him, go steal something where you won't have the money to pay, and then you'll be sold as an Eved Ivri. And once you're sold as an Eved Ivri, it's mutar l'chadchila to marry a shivcha kananis. So that would have been l'chadchila dik advice. So Rashi says, wait a second. We're trying to come up with a way that you can give him advice that's purely l'chadchila, where you won't have to violate anything. So you tell him, zil gnov. go steal something. That's lechachila. So if you look at Rashi, we'll start three lines before they get wide. Vitzizdavin levirivri vitei shivchum mataraslach. If you get sold as nevirivri, yishivchul bimotzer to you, the machru beizdin, rabba mosolo shivchakranis velo mocharatzmo. Because the halacha is, why couldn't he just sell himself? He would have told him to get sold by beizdin, because if you sell yourself, you don't get a shivchakranis. Only if you get sold by beizdin, you get a shivchakranis. But says Rashi, lachinag zilgnov. But that's why he told him zilgnov. Vuhua dinami motzilak shuye. But the Gemara could have asked on this, Mi shari lintsuvi eitzel lemignav? Can you give him advice to steal? But we're able to reject this eitzah anyway. We're able to reject this possibility anyway. Do you have a makshilei ha? Because if that would have been our only question, how can you give him advice to steal? Have matzilei lishnuya el darmelei mecharatzim chalevirivri. We could have said, no, okay, he's not giving him advice to steal. He would have given him advice to sell himself as an evidivri. Aye, but we said when you sell yourself as an evidivri, the master doesn't give you a shivcha kananah. Maybe he would have assumed, like Rabbi Lazar, that even a mocharatzmo gets a shivcha kananis. So that's how we would have answered the question if the question would have been, what do you mean? How can you give him advice to steal? The answer would have been, all right, so you don't give him advice to steal. You give him advice to sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and he'll still get a shivcha kananis if you only assume, like Rabbi Lazar. But instead, the Gemara rejects this with a different question. Were there still such a thing as Nevrivri in the years of Rabbi Simlai, Vamari, Nevrivri Noeg, El Bismansha, Yovel Noeg, Evrivri only exists during the time that Yovel was Noeg, and Yovel was no longer Noeg during the times of Rabbi Simlai. So, Evrivri only exists because Achnasi Yovel Yavorimach, that only when that pasuk applies, that he works till Yovel, will there be a concept of Evrivri. Elav Shmamino, Rabbi Tarfon Lechadchila, Kamar, Shmamino. So it must be that Rabbi Tarfon was saying in Eitza Lechadchila, I'm Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Allah Rabbi Tarfon. We paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. So now, just going back to that Rashi, so Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem Beis, also Yitzayin proves from Rashi that there's no Isser to be sold as an Eved Ivri Litzorich Mitzvah. Unlike Tosos Mabasu, who says that it's Isser to be sold as an Eved Ivri, even Litzorich Mitzvah, because Kili B'nai Yisrael Avadim, Velo Avadim LaAvadim, that we are supposed to be committed to be Avadim only to the Ribbono Shalom and not become Avadim to anybody else. Says Minchas Chinuch, you see from Rashi, that Litzorich Mitzvah, you're allowed to set it up that you can become an Eved. Now, as far as Rashi's actual Kasha, how could you have given him advice to steal? So Rashi said, yeah, you know, then we would have said that you're not giving him advice to steal, you're giving him advice to sell himself. Other Rishonim give different tirutzim. Tosfos Rid writes that you're allowed to steal al menas l'shalem if the purpose of doing so is to be matar zaro. Normally we assume that you're not allowed to borrow something without permission. That's called stealing. That it's usher to steal al menas l'shalem, even though the plan is to pay it back. That's still called stealing. But if the purpose is l'tayher zaru, that his children are going to be mamzerim, that's permissible. Why would that be permissible? And this is daraisa, is suddenly mutter because for your own family's self-interest to be matar zaru. So it could be that this is assuming like the sheet of the Rambam, Hilchos Geneva, that it's only asur midrabanan to steal al menas l'shalim. So the Rabbanan, to be matar zaru, waived the Yisr d'Rabbanan. However, the Ritva rejects this because he says, what do you mean stealing al menas l'shalim is asur? How could we even make on such an Isser? Apparently the Ritva understands that it's an Isser Daraisa to steal al menas l'shalem. The Tosa Rush gives a different suggestion, but it's very difficult to understand. Tosa Rush says his advice to steal would have been to find someone who would be mochel on the Gneva, and then it wouldn't be an Isser to steal. But it's fundamentally problematic, because you find someone who's mochel on the Gneva, it's not an Isser to steal, because then it's not stealing. If someone gives you something and says that it's okay, no problem, so that's not stealing. So very difficult. Mochel on the Gneva afterwards, but that you're going to find someone who's very forgiving, so you know he'll be mochel afterwards, but it's still an aveira of stealing at the time that you do it. Very difficult to understand. And the Tziv in Merom Esadda suggests that it's mutar midaraisa to steal an object if your plan is to be mashbiach and machzir lebailav. Not stealing stam al you're borrowing without permission. I'm going to take something of you. I'm going to take your car and I'm going to upgrade everything in it. I'm going to get you whatever. I'm going to upgrade it. And then I'll give it right back to you. So that, the Merom Esadda says, that's mutar midaraisa. So Rabbi Simlai would have given that eitzah to do that midaraisa. But there's another fundamental problem over here. Marsha raises the question, how can you give him an eitzah? What is the eitzah that Rabbi Tarfon actually gives in the end? To marry a shivcha, right? That's the eitzah Rabbi Tarfon gives. Marry a shivcha, and then what? The child's going to be an eved, and then what? He's an eved. No, then you're meshachrer him. but it's an isser. You're not allowed to be mishachar an eved. It's an isser asei leol bem tavodu. So you can give him an etzah that necessarily involves an isser. So the Rashash suggests, based on a well-known Ran in Mesechus Gittin, the Ran in Gittin Lamed Chesam Beis writes that the isser of leol bem tavodu, the isser asei of freeing a slave, is not really a totally independent isser. It's very much connected to the isser of lo sechanim, that you're not allowed to give a free gift to somebody. So the halacha of lo sechanim is that whenever the gift is not free, whenever you have some self-interest, you're getting some benefit from giving that gift, that's not called a matnas chinam. That's not a violation of lo sechanim. So says the Rashash, the same over here. When it comes to le'olam bem tavodu, the isser of freeing a slave is only when you're not getting anything from the freeing of the slave. You're only giving him the free gift of himself. But if you have self-interest in freeing that slave, then it's mutter. It's not a violation of the olam bem tavodu. That's why, that's what the Ran is explaining, that Rabbi Lazar was mashachar avde to be mashlim al asara, to be mashlim a minion of asara. Aye, how are you allowed to do that? Olam bem tavodu? Nah, it wasn't a manas chinam. He was doing it for his own self-interest. He wanted to daven with a minion. So the way to daven with a minion was by freeing a slave and making him a Jew. So we have the same thing over here. Over here, it's even stronger. He's trying to be, he's trying to create, he's trying to have children who aren't mamzerim to be mitar zaro. So that's certainly with a great deal of self interest, and that's perfectly permissible. Sharamelech asks a kind of kasha that, I don't know, we don't normally, but he asks a kasha, why doesn't the Marsha ask this on the Mishnah? How could it be a mamzer be mitar his zara be iser? And he only asks it on the maskana of the Gemara. So he says, no, in the Mishnah, we could have said that the mamzer would be kona shivcha, and the Eved would be his, and then he would not be in violation of an Isser when he frees them, because a father doesn't have an Isser to be Meshachar his children in order to be Matar them. But over here, Rabbi Simlai would have given an Eitzah to be sold as an Eved Ivri. So Marshad Dafka asked Rabbi Simlai's Eitzah. You're going to be sold as an Eved Ivri, you'll marry a Shivcha, the children will be the children of a Shivcha, and now someone else, the Adon, is going to have to be Meshachar those children. He has no self-interest in being Meshachar the children. The Adon has an issue to be Meshachar Vlados. He's not their father. If it's your kids, of course you're allowed to be Meshachar, your own kids. But to be Meshachar someone else's kids, that's where the Marsha's Kasha becomes a much more difficult Kasha. It's also not so clear whether the Rashash's answer still works. Because if it's not your kids, then what's the self-interest? You could argue that it's a Klal Yisrael self-interest, that you want to be Maile V'yichus, but still, then anyone, you could say that about anyone being Meshachar, any of it. The kids aren't Mamzerim, so that might be such a good point that the Shara Melech is making, that it's not going to, it's good, we're going to be back without an answer to the Marsha's Kasha, which explains why the Marsha doesn't have an answer to his Kasha. But this Eitzah may seem like a little bit wild and not applicable for our generation, that a mamzer can marry a shivcha. Contemporary poskim have suggested this, that if a mamzer wants to get married, his best chance is to find someone who's interested in converting, a girl who's interested in converting to Judaism, and instead of her going through the regular process of conversion, use the halachic technicality of buying her as a shivcha instead of her going through the regular, if she's willing, and then having children, then you could be meshachra, the children and the mother, and then everyone will be happy Jews. So it will be a slower conversion process, and she'll have to suffer the indignity of being knowing that she's a shivcha. No one else has to know, but she'll have to suffer the indignity of knowing that she's a shivcha. But that way, you could actually be metayer the children of mamzerim. But again, that really limits his pool of potential shiduchim. But it's better than having no one. Now, as a mamzer, he's got no one. He has zero options. The Marav Ransburg quotes a kasha that the Taz has a sefer on Chumash called Divrei David. In Parshas Mishpatim, in Divrei David, he asks, how does the Gemara have Avmina that Rabbi Simlai would give advice to be sold as an Eved Ivri? The Gemara had said earlier in Daf Chaf that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshens from Pasuk in Bekapo Yavo Bekapo Yetzei, that someone who doesn't have Isha Ubanim is not allowed to marry Shivcha Kananis when he's an Eved Ivri. The Rabbi is most of Shivcha Kananis only if he already has Isha Ubanim. Obviously, this guy doesn't have Isha Ubanim, he's a mamzer. So if he doesn't already have Isha Ubanim, how could that advice have possibly worked? It's a very strong kasha. So the Taz says, no, if someone doesn't have Isha Ubanim, his master can't force him to marry a Shivcha Kananis. But he's still permitted to marry a Shivcha Kananis. So if you assume that way, that's a Chiddush. But if you assume that, then that that would make sense. That would be the Eitzah that Rabbi Simlai would have offered. Blazer says the child is an Eved Mamzer. Mamzer goes and he marries a Shivcha. It's not helping anything. It's compounding the problem. Amar Blazer, my time into Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Blazer the Amora asks, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, saying that he remains a Mamzer and an Eved? Tamakra, lo. Because the pasuk when it talks about mamzerus not marrying, says lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem gam dora siri lo yavo lo bekal Hashem halacha achar psula. We darshan from the word lo that you follow the psul. For Rabbanan who be Yisrael shenasa mamzerus, Rabbanan would say no, that's only talking about Yisrael who marries a mamzerus. Salka daita chamin el mishpachas l'mveisav olsam ksiv. One might have thought that it always goes after the father. Asa lo afke. So the word lo comes and tells us no, it doesn't only go after the father. For Rabbi Lazar lav afkav the kasul mishpachas l'mveisav. According to Rabbi Lazar, doesn't he hold that the word lo comes and excludes from Beis Avosam? So why doesn't he say the same thing over here? Even though the woman and her children normally are Tiel Adoneh, belong to the master, the word lo should come and Rabbi Lazar, I'm sorry, would say that the word lo comes and is Afke and says that it's not all on the woman's side. The child will still inherit the Mamzeru of the father. Rabbanon kol vlad b'mei shivcha kananis kol vlad b'mei behema dami. And the Rabbanon would say, no, it's like a vlad b'mei behema, there is no yichus to any father, and therefore if the father is a mamzer, and the vlad is growing inside of a shivcha, the vlad is purely that of the shivcha, the vlad is not a mamzer at all. Hadron lecha omer, so now we begin the fourth and final parak of Maseches Kiddushin. There are a whole bunch of different topics in the last parak of Maseches Kiddushin, but the first topic is just to continue the discussion of yichus. We're then going to get into more discussions of someone whose yichus is unclear and you need to be mvar the yichus, or which yichusim are kasha l'kuhuna and which are not. When can a person be believed about his child's yichus? And then at the end, we're going to move away from yichus and we're going to go back to a few quick kiddushin issues. And then at the very, very end, we're going to get into the halachas of yichud, starting in daf peyam and beis. So that's the map of the rest of the mesechta. Says the Mishnah, Asar yichusim alu mi bavel. There were 10 levels of yichus of people that came with Ezra from Babel. Kohani, Levi, Israeli, Chaloli, Geri, Cheruri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi. Those are the 10 types of people. Kohani, Levi, Israeli, Mutarim, levels of Zebazet. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are all allowed to marry each other. There's no limits. A Kohen is allowed to marry Yisrael. That's not a problem in any way. Now, when you knock off Kohanim, Levi, Yisraeli, Chaloli, Geri, V'charurim, Mutarim, levels of Zebazet. Once you take Kohanim off the list, you can then expand the list of people that the others can marry. Levi, Yisraeli, Chalolim, and Geirim, and Avadim, Meshuchrarim, they're all allowed to marry each other. Now, if you knock off a Levi and a Yisrael off the list, everyone from Chalolim and below is allowed to marry each other. If you knock off Chalolim, Levi, Yisrael, and Chalolim off the list, everyone from Gerim and below is allowed to marry each other. Geri, V'charuri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, V'asufi, the last six levels of yichus are all allowed to marry each other. V'eluim shtuki, what is the definition of a shtuki? Kol shehu makir es imo ve'eno makir es aviv. Someone who knows who his mother is, but he doesn't know who his father is. So there's a shtika on his yichus. His yichus is quieted because he doesn't know who it is. Asufi, what's an asufi? Kol shenesaf menashuk ve'eno makir lo es aviv lo imo. Someone who's just an abandoned baby, Rachman al-Tzlan, and he doesn't know his father or his mother. He has no knowledge of who his parents are. Abishala yikaru l'shtu. Abishol would call a shtuki a beduki because he would say that it's possible to be bodek. The kid has no idea who his father is. You're allowed to ask the mother, and you're allowed to trust whatever answer she gives. The Rashi over here says on Nesini, Rashi says that the Nesini were Givonim that had a Mila in the days of Yeshua. And the Gemara in Yevamos, the Fayin Ches, says that David was goes on the Nesinim. So you see from Rashi, the issue of Nesinim is only a Sidrabanan, that the Givonim became Asr based on the Dindrabanan made by David HaMelech. The Ran quotes that in Yevamos Ayin Vav, the Gemara discusses the issue of Nesinim, and originally Rava holds that it's only Nisidrabanan that they asked the Gavonim, because the Yisra Darais of Los Chatin Bam is only before their Megayer, so this would not fit into the Yisra of Los Chatin Bam. But at the end, Rava changes his mind and he says it can't be that Los Chatin is Begiyusan and not Begirusan, because Begiyusan, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. Los Chatin Bam means don't get married to them, sounding like it would be a marriage if you did get married to them. How could the Torah say Lashon of Chitun in someone that there is no marriage? So it has to be that the Los Chatin is an Isser on all the seven nations after they convert, not before they convert. So according to Rava's Maskana, it would turn out that the Isser of Nesinim is not an Isser to Rabbanon, it's an Isser min HaTorah, because the Isser applies to all Zayin Amin. So the Ran writes that Rashi holds we don't paskin like the Maskana of Rava. We paskin like the Stima Sagamara and Dafayin Ches, that the Isser of Nesinim was a Gezeres David, and only an Isser to Rabbanon and a Gezeres David, and only on the Givonim. And that seems to be the Shitas HaRambam as well. Tosos asks on the Maskana of Rava that the Yisra of Los Chatin is only on the Zayin Amim. If you assume like that, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lam Vav says Beferish that the Yisra of Zayin Amim Begiyusan is learned from Los Chatin. So how can Rava say Los Chatin is on Zayin Amim Shenis Gairu, that it's after they convert? So Tosos suggests that the Gemara over there means to Paskin that Bitcha Losikach Lubincha, that you shouldn't take his daughter for your son. From that Pasuk we learn the Yisra Begiyusan, because the Pasuk goes on to say Ki Yasir Yis Bincha Meach. That they're going to go and worship other gods. That's where we learn the Isser Begiyusan. But in Achinami, Los Eschatin teaches us the Isser Begerusan as well. So this is the exact parameters of Los Eschatin was never actually fully decided la halacha. Meaning, we discussed the other day, is that the reason why a Jew is not allowed to marry a non-Jew? It doesn't seem that way. It seems that it's only limited to the Zayin Amin, and there's got to be some other reason why a Jew is not allowed to marry a non-Jew. Says the Gemara, Asar yuchsum alu mi bavel. Mayir yuditanu alu mi bavel. Nisni holchu la'eretz Yisrael. Meaning the way we would describe things is, you know, when someone makes aliyah, you don't say, I'm leaving the five towns, I'm leaving New York. You say, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, on the Nefesh B'Nefesh advice on their videos, that's what they recommend. That if you're running away, maybe it's not a good idea to make aliyah. It's probably not going to work out if you're just running away from something. But if you're running to something that you're interested and in making aliyah and living in Eretz Yisrael. So then you go, so it's a strange formulation that they were alu mi bavel, not that they were halchu l'Eretz Yisrael. So, but it's strange in two levels. First of all, that it describes where they're coming from and it doesn't describe where they're going to, but the Gemara is not dealing with that one right now. The Gemara will deal with that in Amud Beis. First, the Gemara is dealing with why does it call it alu mi bavel, not halchu mi bavel. Why is it alu? So Gemara, why do we call it aliyah? So Gemara answers, milsa agavor chekamash milan. It's teaching us another fact that we may not have known. Kiditani v'kamta v'alisa l'makom asher yivchar Hashem elokecha. So we learn from that pasuk, milamit she'beis hamikdash gavoa mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the beis hamikdash is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. I understand that Beis Hamikdash is higher than Eretz Yisrael. Hainu d'chsiv. That's why the pasuk says, "Divrei Rivos b'sharecha v'kamta v'alisa." So you see that v'kamta v'alisa to the Beis Hamikdash. Ela Eretz Yisrael gavah mikol haratzos minalan. But where do we ever see in a pasuk that Eretz Yisrael is higher than the other lands? Where do we see anything like that? D'chsiv l'chein ine yomim ba'im num Hashem lo yomar od chay Hashem asher heles b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. When the days come, when Mashiach comes, we're no longer going to be saying that Chai Hashem, that He took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and thanking God for taking us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Ki im Chai Hashem. Rather, we're going to be said, thanking God. Asher helav, asher hevius b'nei Yisrael meretz Tzafon umikol haratzos asher yidachtem sham. We're going to thank God for being ma'ale us from Asher Hela, that He's going to bring us up from all of the lands. So you see clearly that all of the lands would be an aliyah to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's how you know that it's considered that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands. Now the Rashi writes that Eretz Tzafon is Bavel. So what's the pasuk saying? That we thank God for taking us from Eretz Tzafon, Chai Hashem Asher Elav Hashem Yisrael Me'Eretz Tzafon, and Mikol Arotzel Sesher Dachtim Sham, and all other lands. So we mentioned Bavel and everywhere else, and both of them we say Asher Hela, so we see that it's an aliyah toward Eretz Yisrael. So Marit raised the obvious question. If you're not going to say Eretz Safon is Bavel, but Asher Hela, meaning even if Eretz Safon wasn't Bavel, just Asher Hela Mikol HaRatos. Kol HaRatos implies every land, including Bavel. So why does the Pasuk have to go out of its way to mention Bavel separately from all the other lands? Say everywhere, and everywhere is everywhere. And it would teach us that same idea, that Eretz Yisrael is Gavon, Mikol HaRatos. So the Marit suggests that at the beginning of the Pasuk it says, V'lo Yomru Odchei Hashem Asher Helos B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So without Rashi, the Eretz Tzvona, saying that Eretz Tzvona is Bavel, we would have understood that Eretz Tzvona is Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk is saying that we're not only going to say Chai Hashem Asher Helos B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim alone, but we're going to also mention Eretz Mitzrayim along with all the other Aratzos, but we're still going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why Rashi has to say that no, Eretz Tzvona is Bavel. So the Pasuk is telling me that we're no longer going to say Chai Hashem Asher Helos B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, we're not going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. We're only going to talk about all the other lands, including Bavel. So his kasha, since he formulated it as a kasha not on the pasuk but as a kasha on Rashi, so he says that's why Rashi highlights that Eretz Tzafon has to be Bavel, because otherwise we could have touched up the pasuk that Eretz Tzafon is Mitzrayim, and that we would still thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So now says the Gemara, my area, the Tani Alu Mi Bavel, Nisni Alu Le Eretz Yisrael. Why does it say Alu Mi Bavel and not Alu Le Eretz Yisrael? Meaning it's at least talk about where we're going to instead of talking about where we're coming from. Ask Gemara Maseile Reb Lazer. This is a riot, Reb Lazer. Damar Reb Lazer Lo Alla Ezra Mi Bavel Ad Sha Asa'a Kesolus Nikia Va'Alla. Before Ezra left Bavel, he was not going to leave Bavel in ruins in terms of the Jewish community that remained behind. He had to make sure that the yichus was absolutely clear. So he organized everyone's yichus before he left. So that's why these are the yichusin that are alumi Bavel, because in Bavel, the yichus was perfectly clarified. Everyone knew what they were before Ezra left Bavel, so you wouldn't have all sorts of yichus problems of mamzerim marrying other people. Itmar, Abayi Amar Olam Eileim Tanan, Rav Amar Helum Tanan. Happens to be Machlokas Amoraim, whether these people that came with Ezra came on their own, or Ezra brought them. So what's the Machlokas about? So the Gemara has two suggestions. Suggestion number one, V'kamith Bid Rabbi Lazar. Maybe they're arguing about Rabbi Lazar, where Rabbi Lazar said, Dam Rabbi Lazar, Lo Ala Ezra Mi Bavel, Acha Asa Kisolus Nikia Va'ala, that Ezra, before he left Bavel, made sure first that all the Yichus was straightened out. So Abayi Leslie Rabbi Lazar. Abayi rejects Rabbi Lazar. He disagrees with Rabbi Lazar. Does not think that he made everything into a solus nikia before he brought everyone out. And Rava Islid Rabbi Lazar. So why is it that Abayi doesn't know Rabbi Lazar? Because he holds that they themselves went to Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't Ezra who's doing all the organizing and bringing up all the people. And Rava, so whoever came. And Rava holds like Rabbi Lazar that Ezra's kavana was to be menaka bavel from all the psulim, and therefore he separated them and he brought them up al karcham. He said, okay, you guys, we don't want you marrying into all these different people in Bavel, so you're coming with me, you're coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and that's who came with him. So that's how Rava understands. Another possibility is the Kulam Alusud Rav Lazar. Everyone agrees that Ezra took care of all the yichus and Bavel before going. One says Abayi holds that he separated them and then they went on their own. That Ezra just was mavdil the psulim from the ksherim so that everyone should know who's who. But he wasn't removing the psulim from Bavel. He was just identifying the psulim in Bavel. But once the psulim were identified, they said, okay, now we have like this big scarlet letter on us over here, we're psulim, might as well go to Eretz Yisrael, might as well go with Ezra. But that was their own decision. Umar Savar and Rava holds that no, once Ezra was mafresh them, Bal Karchayu Asukinu, he brought them against their will to Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't interested in going. So this is where Bishlam Lamandi Amar Alu, Hainu Dam Ravidam Shmuel, Kala Ratz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel. If Ezra brought all these yuchsim, all these levels of yuchus up to Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry, that they went on their own, if they came on their own, I understand very well why we say that all Aratzos or Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, don't have quite the same yuchus as Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael is Yisrael Abavel. It's the people from Eretz Yisrael are like a Suffolk psul in comparison to the great yuchus of the Bnei Bavel, because the Bnei Yisrael didn't know their psulim as that came from Bavel. It could have been mixed in with them, so the people who were already in Eretz Yisrael didn't maybe know as much. El manyam helum meide yadinu. But if you say that he brought the psulim bal karchum to Eretz Yisrael, so everyone knew who they were, meaning there was they must have announced, this is who we're bringing with us. So they would have known, and they would have been careful not to marry them, so there should be no chashash of Bnei Eretz Yisrael any more so than Bnei Bavel. So says Mar Nihidi Adi Lahudara, I'm sure in that generation they knew very well who all these people were. But Ladara Achrina lo yadi, but the next generation would not have known. So the yichus going forward is not necessarily the same. Bishlam l'man yamar alu hainu d'chsiv. If you say that they were alu, that they came on their own, so now I understand. Va'kaptim l'anar abalach v'nachnu sham yamim shlosha v'avina ba'am v'bukarnim ne levi lo matzasi sham. It says that Ezra took stock of who was with him, and he lined them up by the river, and he realized, oh my gosh, there are no levim that came up together with me. L'man yamar helum. But if Ezra forced all these levels of yichsim to come with him, hamizra zahiri. I mean, how do you not know about this? They were careful about this. So says more, he did Israel b'psulim b'ksherim lo izdahar. He may have been on top of the psulim and make sure that he had all the psulim with him, but those ksherim that tagged along wasn't his interest. His interest was to rid Bavel of all the psulim. So he was leading a band of psulim. Some ksherim actually wanted to go and build the second base of Migdash and come with him anyway, but he wasn't taking careful stock of that. So it was a surprise for him when he discovered that there weren't any Levi that went with him back to Eretz Yisrael. Kani Levi Yisraeli, Minalan Desliku. How do we know that there were Kani Levi Yisraeli? Dechsiv Yeshua Kani Levi Minamam Uminaam VaMeshorim VaShorim VaNesinim VaRei Mekol Yisrael VaRei. So it describes all the different levels of Yichus that came with Ezra. The Rishonim just point out that you got to do something about the Levim over here. We just got through saying that there were no Levim, and now there are Levim. So did the Levim not come on their own, and then they just came later when they saw Ezra come and they saw that there weren't any Levim? You have to do something about that. Chalali Geri v'Charuri. So then we said Chalalim Gerim and Charurim, and people are Meshucharim, are allowed to marry each other. Chalali Minalan Titani Rabbi Yossi Yomer Gedola Chazaka. That Chazaka is so strong. Shnemar Umnei Akana Bnei Chavia Bnei Akotz Bnei Brazilia Shalakach Minos Brazilia Agaladi Aisha VaYikra Al Shemam Ela Bikshu Ksavim Amasyachsim V'Lo Nimtzu. They were looking for a Ksav Yichus that will show that they're kosher, and they couldn't find it. VaYigo and they were therefore nischalel from the kuna. Vayomer hatir shasa and lahem, and Nechemya said to them, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim ad amod kohen l'urim v'tumim, that they're not allowed to eat from basar kachim until the kohen gadol comes with the urim v'tumim. So from the fact that he asked them from eating basar kachim, but not in truma, he didn't ask them from eating truma. So va'amr lahem, they said to the bnei Barzilai, to the kohanim, harei atem b'cheskaschem, you remain with your same chazaka that you have in Bavel. Meaning, whatever you were doing in Bavel, I can't stop you from doing here. But mei samochlim b'gola b'kotchei agvul. What were you doing in Bavel? You were eating truma. You're eating truma that's allowed to be eaten throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. So afkanami b'kotchei agvul. In Eretz Yisrael also, you're allowed to eat kotchei agvul. You're allowed to eat truma. But kotchei migdash, karbanos? No, that you don't have a chazaka, that you're not allowed to eat because you're nischalel from the kuna. So that's Rabbi Yossi saying, gedola chazaka. So we see from this pasuk that's quoted in the Brisa that Kohanim were chalalim came to Eretz Yisrael, because that's what the whole pasuk is about. So says Gemara, l'man diyamar malam mitruma liyuchsin. If you hold that if you see someone eating truma, you have the right to assume that they have perfectly good yichus, and you don't have to be bodik after their yichus, and a kohen is allowed to marry such a person off to his daughter. Hani da'achul truma, those kohanim who were eating truma, that Nechemya allowed to eat truma, asu lasukinu, shouldn't we be worried that they're going to be mala liyuchsin based on the fact that they're eating truma? So the Gemara says, no, there was no such concern, because the shiny hasam dereyachas chasayu, their chazaka had a weakness in it, because they were only allowed to eat truma, but they were clearly distinct from the other kohanim in that they were not allowed to eat kachim. Now the Maig gedola chazaka, then what's the godless of this chazaka? If they were just allowed to continue eating what they were eating before, what was the power of the chazaka? It didn't allow them to do anything new. It did allow them to do something new. Previously, they were only eating shumad rabbanan. Now they're allowed to eat shumad araisa. Or maybe even no, they're still not allowed to eat shumad araisa. But really, the idea of being older from truma to yuchsin is only when the truma they were eating is midaraisa. But when someone eats truma midrabanan, there is no being older from truma to yuchsin. So ihachi, if that's true, that when they were in Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to eat only the truma that they were eating in Bavel, only truma midrabanan, my gedola chazaka. Then Viter, what's the gedola chazaka? What did it allow them to do that we would have thought it does not allow them to? No, initially there was no Truma D'Oraisa available, so there was no reason to be gozer that they shouldn't even eat Truma D'Rabbanan. Now there's Truma D'Oraisa available, one might have thought to be gozer, don't even let them eat Truma D'Rabbanan unless they eat the Truma D'Oraisa. No, we don't make such a gzera. That's the Gedola Chazaka. Sounds like they're only not allowed to eat Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they're allowed to eat everything else, including Truma D'Oraisa. So he says, no, that's not what it means. Hachi kamar, lo midi demikri kodesh, lo midi demikri kachim. It's not just kodesh hakadoshim. Anything that's called kodesh or called kachim, they're not allowed to eat. Lo midi demikri kodesh, tichsiva kol zar lo yochel kodesh, that's truma. Velo midi demikri kachim, damar kra, ubas koim, kisiel lish zar, hi bitrumas hakachim lo sochal, vamermar, bimura min hakachim lo sochal. It means that actual kachim, the chaz of a shok of a carbon shlamim, they're not allowed to eat. So the pasuk is actually saying that they're not allowed to eat truma d'oraisa, nor are they allowed to eat kachim. It's only Truma D'Rabbanan that they were permitted to eat.